Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, my precious audience. I'm excited to be back again with you. Another program, sharing Jesus effectively with Muslims. It is important to share with our Muslim friends that the Quran teaches that Christians are monotheistic. Yes, very clearly in the Quran. The Quran actually testifies that Christians, who are called the people of the book or people of the scripture, are monotheistic. They worship one God, and they are not infidels, idolatrous. And I can quote to you one of the verses in the Quran in Surah 29. It reads, "And do not argue with the people of the scripture, except in a way that is best, except for these who commit injustice among them, and say, we believe in that which has been revealed to us and revealed to you. And our God and your God is one, and we are in submission to him." Okay, other verses affirm that Christians worship the true God, Surah 2, verse 139, and Surah 2, verse 62, Surah 3, confirm that the revelation that the Jews and Christians received was from the only and true living God. Many Muslims will say, okay, but the teaching in the Quran is different in many ways than major teachings in the gospel. Of course, this is a fact. We know that the description of God in the gospel is different than the Quran, and we ask our Muslim friends to submit their life to God through examining what the gospel states about God, what Jesus said about God. And all of us need to be genuine to follow God's revelation, not our own preference or not our own interpretation. We need to obey the word of God. Okay, this is very important. God has given us minds to examine such things, and to refuse to use our God-given minds because of pressure from others would be fearing created beings more than the Creator. So you need to examine if what Jesus said about God is true or not, if what the gospel revealed about God is true or not, especially that the Quran teaches clearly that Christians are monotheistic and they believe in the one true living God. Okay, note that Arab Christians called God Allah centuries before the time of Muhammad, hundreds of years. Today, all Arab Christians all over the world still call God Allah. I know there is so many Americans have a problem with the word Allah, but they need to know that the word Allah is not found only in the Quran, but also in all Arabic Bibles. Okay? The word Allah is not found only in the Quran, but in all Arabic Bibles. Many Americans need to know that the word Allah is not the name for the deity of Islam. It is simply the Arabic word for God. I'm going to repeat this again. The word Allah is not the name for the deity of Islam. It is simply the Arabic word for God. That's why it's all over all Arabic Bibles. Okay, we can also share with your Muslim friend the well-known fact that Islam forbids the Muslim man to marry an idolatress, but it does not forbid him to marry a Christian lady. Why? Because Christians are people who know the one God and worship only Him. It is important to mention that although the Roman Catholic, Orthodox, and Protestant evangelical branches of Christianity disagree on some doctrines, however, they have never disagreed about the doctrine of the Trinity, not even in its slightest details. The reason is because the entire Bible clearly teaches this fundamental Christian belief in the triune nature of God. God is one being, eternally existing as Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. All right, another point. The knowledge of the triune God is something that has to be spiritually discerned. Very important for you to know. There isn't any symbol in the physical universe that can adequately describe the triunity of God as taught in the Bible. However, the impossibility of imagining the triunity of God indicates that humans did not invent this doctrine. My friend, it is not surprising that it is impossible for us to imagine the God who created and controls the world. The fullness of God's nature lies outside our experience and knowledge. If the most holy nature of God, Most High, could be fully comprehended by the finite intellect of His creatures, God would not be God, because He would be finite. God is a person, share with your Muslim friend, different from any human person, because He is a spirit. His spirit fills the whole universe. God decided to speak to us and to come to our earth in the person of Jesus Christ, who is the Word of God. That's what the gospel reveals. God also decided to dwell through the person of the Holy Spirit in every person who believes in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah! This is the wonderful news of the gospel. God's oneness, my friend, is not merely a simple single unity as a table or a chair. Okay, let me give you an example. Consider that each human is one, right? Each human is one. But his unity is more complex than that of a one-celled bacteria. Of course, the oneness of man involves spiritual aspects as well as physical aspects. You know, you hear people have psychological diseases, psychiatric diseases, mental diseases, emotional problems, physical problems. Humans are very complicated. Okay, because God is a spirit, infinite and eternal, His being is beyond our imagination. You cannot imagine God. Don't be surprised. But the most important, wonderful news that you need to know, God is knocking at the door of your heart right now, my friend. God is a person who is inviting you to put your faith in Jesus Christ, that He paid the penalty for all your sins, because He was human and He is divine. And God is promising you that He will dwell through the person of the Holy Spirit in your heart and in your soul as soon as you put your faith in Jesus as your only Savior. This is the most wonderful news. I encourage you, my friend, to take a step of faith and repeat this prayer after me if you mean it from all your heart. God, I repent of my sins. God, I don't want to disobey you anymore. I want to live in harmony with your will. God, I believe in Jesus, that he is my only Savior and Lord. He paid the penalty for my sins. God, thank you for loving me enough to come to earth to rescue me from paying the penalty for my sins. Thank you, God, for your love for me. In Jesus' name, I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer the questions and objections Muslims have regarding the Christian faith, and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, attractive, and acceptable way to Muslims, without compromise, of course. So many Muslims have become believers and followers of Jesus Christ after reading this book. You can read some of these testimonies on our website. I encourage you to contact our ministry at 714-514-2558. Again, the number is 714-514-2558. Get two copies of this book, one to equip you and another to give to a Muslim person you know or you will meet through divine appointment. My friend, if you prayed this prayer, hallelujah, congratulations. Contact me, would love to send you a free book. Pray that God will enable us to share Jesus effectively with multitudes of people, including the Muslim people that we meet. Pray for our ministry. If you know someone who need to hear this program, you can let him know so God can use you and me more. And if your church needs someone to equip the believers to share Jesus effectively with Muslims, you can contact me. I might be able to come to you. In Jesus' name we pray, God. We surrender our lives to you. Amen. Peace. Salam.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.